I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our GeoQuiz today asked you to name the world's leading producer of kiwi fruit. Since the kiwi is the national bird of New Zealand, you might have guessed New Zealand, or perhaps you said California or Chile. Well, actually, it's a Mediterranean country that supplies 35% of the kiwi market to the world, according to Celso Paganini, who's CEO of New Jersey-based Paganini Foods.
The world-leading producer of kiwi is Italy, about 450,000 tons a year. About twice the production of New Zealand.
Twice the production of New Zealand.
Yes.
How about China?
China is coming very strong with kiwi because kiwi actually originates from China. Kiwi is not the real name of the fruit. The real name is Chinese gooseberry. But when it came to the United States, they start calling them kiwi. And that's the reason why we call them kiwi nowadays.
Yeah, but I don't get this because it's not people from Italy who we call kiwis. It's people from New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Californians. They started calling them kiwi. Here in the States, people are very good at marketing. And obviously, something called Chinese gooseberry wouldn't really sell very well.
No.
But called kiwi or kiwi fruit, it sounds a little bit better.
Now, why is it that part of the Mediterranean is especially good at growing kiwi?
To grow produce, you need the Mediterranean breeze. And they are surrounded by sea, the Mediterranean Sea, on one side the Adriatic, on the other side the Tyrrhenian. And throughout the whole length of Italy, they have the Apennino Mountains. The good thing about the mountains and the microclimate that you need to grow produce is to have a breeze that ventilates always, takes the humidity out of the orchards.
Now, the fact that we're hearing about the surging oil prices, I wonder what that has meant for your own business of importing kiwi to the U.S.
Yes, given the fact that about 99% of the produce comes from California in the United States, to bring it by truck to the East Coast costs at the moment between $7,000 and $10,000. If you look at the miles you drive and the energy consumption, to bring it by sea from Italy, it's cheaper, but it's also environmentally more friendly than bringing this by truck from California.
No.
Because the transportation on the water is by far more efficient.
Well, you have an interest, we should say, in promoting kiwi from Italy. But do you know for sure that it costs less to transport a kiwi from Latina in Italy to, say, New Jersey, where you are now, than it does
from California? I pay about, per container, $6,000. But with about 20-30% more weight on it, as from California. So it's much cheaper to get it from Italy, transportation-wise, than from California.
Well, what about the slow food movement, which is something that I believe originated in Italy, that urges consumers to eat seasonally and buy locally, going to local farmers' markets? One would think that that would spell trouble for the practice of importing fruit around the world.
Not at all. Actually, slow food is helping us heavily because what we are trying to bring to the table from Italy is more taste. More taste, more healthy product. We are very close to organic. And we want also to bring in the uniqueness of the Mediterranean diet through products, authentic products from Italy.
Mr. Paganini, before I let you go, I have one very important question. Do you eat the skin?
When I'm very hungry, yes. Because the skin actually on every fruit, okay, not citrus, but let's say on the apples, on the grapes, the skin contains by far most of the good products, the antioxidants, the vitamins. Most of the stuff is concentrated on the skin.
You got to make it look more attractive then.
True. Now, the kiwis are called an ugly fruit. But when you cut it in half, it looks much better than from the outside. And the best way to eat them is wait until they get soft and then to spoon them out.
Thanks so much, Mr. Paganini.
Thank you.
Celso Paganini, CEO of Paganini Foods, giving us the answer to our GeoQuiz, which happens to be Italy.